You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's card in the Curragh. A very good card to look forward to there for Irish Cambridgeshire Days. Seven races to look at. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yes, not bad at all.
Good man. Good card in the Curragh to look forward to as well.
Yeah, bit of everything really. Got some promising juveniles early on. Then we get onto the handicaps, which are very difficult as always at the Curragh. And then mixed in a few group races. Nice shape to that round tower stakes, the Group 3 with the fillies and the colts. And then the older fillies get a chance to strut their stuff. And then, of course, the Irish Cambridgeshire rounds off what's a star-studded afternoon. Obviously, the ground just a little bit softer than what was advertised, yielding to soft now. Don't think we're going to get too much rain during the afternoon, though, looking at the forecast, so it shouldn't get any worse.
OK, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 205. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms, EBF Maiden for the Colts and Geldings. It's over a mile and Beacon Rock is the 2-1 market leader. 3-1 for Stella Mass, Reckless Gold 7-1, 8-1 for Sea of Mystery, Kid Malibu is 9s, 10s for Bay of Biscay, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the open, Andy?
Yeah, one or two cats the eye here that have already had a run. A few choicely bred individuals that could be anything on debut. Mix in to make quite a nice little contest between 13 colts. Beacon Rock is the one I'd probably concentrate on here, given a typically patient and sympathetic ride first time out here at the Curragh in a fair maiden, which went the way of Restive. That was on the 9th of August. And given that this horse is fairly easy to back and a little bit sluggish and lethargic in the early part of the race, I thought he did really nicely towards the end. It was a typical O'Brien runner first time out that wasn't unduly punished, that isn't likely to improve quite significantly. We've seen so many of these in the last year or so that do improve immeasurably from their first run to their second. The stable took this race last year with a similar type in the shape of Old Man River. And Beacon Rocks looks very much like that, a little bit of a work in progress. I think the further he goes, the better he'll be in time. Probably looks like a mile and a half horse already. But with a cut in the ground making this more of a stamina test than it was on debut, I'd expect him to leave that run of first time up but quite well behind and be good enough to take this 205.
On to the second race next. This is the 235, and this one is the Flame of Tara EBF Stakes. It's a listed race for fillies over a mile, and How High in the Moon is the 7-4 market leader. 4-1 for Miss Katie May. Leafy Shade is 6s, 8s for Clear Skies. 12-1 for Last Waltz, and 14s are bigger for the others. Three non-runners here as well. Number 4, Diamond Fields. Number 11, Nearly Famous. And number 12, Purple Warrior. All don't go, but we'll start here with the market leader, Andy. How High in the Moon, a sister to Diamonds and Rubies, and she made a winning debut, so could be quite a lot expected of her here.
Absolutely, yeah. Even at this stage of her career, I'd say she's a better prospect than Diamonds and Rubies. And we saw, we've seen what she can do this year. Spectacular winning debut by this filly by Fastnet Rock. Basically everything that was thrown in her path, she coped with quite admirably. She got hampered early on. And then just to make matters worse, there was a loose horse in the race that severely interfered with her around about the 2 furlong pole, knocked her right the way back through the field, and you would have thought a winning chance had gone, but she picked herself up, dusted herself down and flew home down the outside, showing an amazing amount of bravery, and she looks as though she's got an abundant amount of stamina as well to come from that very uncompromising position to win. I think the further she goes in her career, very similar to siblings, I think she'll get even stronger. She's up a furlong here today. It's obviously going to be more of a test of stamina on the easy ground than it was first time out. And she does look head and shoulders above these, providing she does cope with the ground, which is the unknown. I think she's got enough class to take this contest in her stride and perhaps, put herself in the shop window already for perhaps thoughts about classics for next year, such as the 1,000 Guineas and the Oaks.
How high the moon then for Andy. In the 235, the 310 is the third race on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter, a field of 20 here, and Magnificent is a well-backed favourite, 15-2 into 5-1 market leader this morning. 11-2 for Prussian Eagle, 11-2 also for Three Colours Red, 9-1 for Super Focus, 10s for Sweet Cherry and Henpecked, 12-1 for the Ringies King, and 14s or bigger for the others. Not the easiest puzzle to solve here, Andy, so who would you recommend in there?
Yeah, well, I suggest we stick with James Barrett's Inform 3 or this horse Three Colours Red, a horse I've highlighted a few times on podcasts and when I've been in the studio. He's just a thoroughly likeable type. He first caught my attention at Tremor 3 starts ago when I was on the show, and he made the 81-rated pin code pull out all the stops in that rated race on the 15th of August. And then 3 days later, I tipped him. I think he was about a 4-1 poke in the morning. He went off 15-8 on softish ground at Sligo, and he absolutely bolted up. There was long distances from the second back to the third. So obviously his stamina is very much one of his key components. And even though the ground was a little bit quick for him here the last day, and he was out of the handicap, he was still good enough to beat a decent field in a fairly good time in that amateur rider race or ladies race. The better ground will suit him here to now, the softer ground. I think he wants to get his toe in. And even dropping back in trip shouldn't cause too many concerns with this horse because he's got plenty of tactical speed. He's also well drawn. And being as this is an apprentice race, his association, of course, with Robbie Downey rides here today is already cemented. So he's got everything in his favour yet again. He goes well at the track. He handles soft ground. He stays well. And he's bang on top of his game at the moment. If there is going to be a danger, might well be two chews from the Thomas Gibney stable. He didn't handle Roscommon the other day when I napped him on the podcast, but he still ran quite well to suggest that he could be a competitive in this race. But I'm not sure he's well handicapped as Three Colours Red, who continues on the improve.
Three Colours Red for Annie then in the 310. The 345 is the fourth race on the card. This one is the Round Tower Stakes, a group three over 6 furlongs for the two-year-olds. Smash Williams heads the market at 13-8. 3-1 for Rockaway Valley. Juliet Fair is 4-1. Sixes for Alcoa. 10-1 for Red Star over China, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. I'm quite interested to see how Smash Williams gets on here, Andy, because he was very, very impressive when making a winning debut over this course and distance last weekend and straight up into Group 3 company.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about doing speed figures. Basically, what it does, it tells you exactly what that kind of performance was. We all know visually it was very impressive winning a race, a two-year race, with a field of 24 in it. It takes some doing. But when you win it by 6.5 lengths, even more so, he showed a massive amount of quality and a good turn of pace in that latter stage of the race to scoot clear. And going back and doing the time, I was probably expecting a little bit better than what I actually got. It wasn't a bad time, and it certainly wasn't as good as what I thought it was going to be. With that in mind, I'd just be a little bit reticent to take in a very short price about him, considering he's up against horses who've run a little bit quicker on my clock as well. And the number one rated horse on my figures is Juliet Fair. She managed to win second time up at Leopard Sand from a terrible draw. She was drawn right out on the wing in stall 12. And she managed to overcome that and do it in such an amazing time, considering she's got to be a very good filly in my reckoning. So much so that I napped a horse called, or tipped a horse called Radiantly out of that race, who finished fifth or sixth. And, of course, Willie McCreary's charge went on to win at Tipperary, thus boosting that form line. So I'm desperate to get with this Juliet Fair. The time figures at Leopard Sound suggest she's very, very useful. And Dermot Wells wasted no time to run her in Patton Company after that victory. So around about 4-1 this morning, Juliet Fair will do for me.
Juliet Fair for Annie then in the Round Tower Stakes. Moving on to the 4:20 next, the Dance Design Philly Stakes. It's another Group 3. It's over a mile and 1 furlong. And Bocca Bacchiata is a well-backed favourite this morning, 100-30 into 5-2. And that sees Brooch going the other way, 9-4 out to 3-1. 5-1 for Devonshire. Easter is 7s, as is Outstanding. 10-1 for My Titania. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. So interesting market moves this morning, Andy.
Yeah, there is, yeah. I think the solid one here, however, is Devonshire from the William McCreary stable. We know that yard's in good form. We also know that she comes in rattling good nick herself, finishing second to Algonquin, who, of course, is very much on the improve. And indeed, to contest the Irish Cambridgeshire half an hour later, so we get an immediate chance to see how good the form line is. One thing we can say is that speed figure down in Killarney was very good. And Devonshire ran right up to her best form. She's been running consistently well all season, apart from one poor run in the Jersey Stakes when she probably found 7 furlongs and quick ground all against her. She's been knocking at the door. She runs the track well as well. She was third, of course, in the Irish 1000 Guineas behind the very good Pleascock, and that form couldn't be any better with the likes of Fan second going on to win next time. And she's also a course winner as well here on Yielding Ground back in October last year. So everything points in the direction of Devonshire to run a huge race at a track where she runs well, and she's a nice each-way price as well.
Devonshire Friendly then in the 4.20. The 4.50 is the big betting race of the afternoon. It's the Irish Cambridgeshire Premier Handicap over a mile, and Portage, or Portage, is the 6-1 favourite, having been 7s this morning. 7-1 for Algonquin. Hassanor is 11-1. 14s for Hint of a Tint. 16-1 for Stuckador and Have a Nice Day. Champagne or Water and Marshall Jennings also 16s with Katimovic, and 18-1 or bigger prices for the others. As open as you would expect here, Andy, some interesting runners in there. Who do you side with in the Irish Cambridgeshire?
Yeah, I probably have a couple on my mind here. I think Algonquin's got to be number one choice, or certainly upon the shortlist, due to his rapid progression. He started his winning run here at the Curragh back in June, and he subsequently followed up in decent races at Naas and last time I listed at Killarney, showing real game battling qualities to beat Devonshire. Of course, advertised to form in the earlier race. Whether he handled this ground is the only slight to unknown. All his best form up to date has been on a decent surface, so that's a slight question mark hanging over him. And the other one to consider, I think, at a price, is that Third Dimension. There's a 20-1 chance generally on the morning line with most bookmakers, and I think that's a decent value bet for Joe Lyons' charge. This horse is good enough to finish third on debut this season behind One Night I Dream. So he's got proven form on soft or testing conditions over the straight mile here at the Curragh. He's also run very consistently on many occasions subsequently, including last time out with fourth in the top mile behind Hint of a Tint the last time we saw him. So I think Third Dimension around about 20-1 is worth a look. But Algonquin, he could be still very much the one to be on the right side of from the three-year-olds if he handles the ground.
Couple against Phil for Andy, then in the 4.50, the 5.20 is the final race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over 6 furlongs. The market is headed by Dark Alliance and Captain Power this morning. 6-1 joint favourites, 8-1 for Banya, 10-1 for Tyler Wonder and Ducky Mallon, 12-1 for Penny Pepper and Peace Mission, and it's bigger prices for the others. Morcel is a non-runner here. Again, Andy, it's another competitive handicap on the card, so who do you like in the lucky last?
Yeah, I usually like to go with a high draw, as many podcasters on regular know here at the Curragh, when it's on the soft side in particular, when we get double-figure fields. And that doesn't change here. My number one choice would be Ducky Mallon, a horse who I think he's going to do quite well towards the back end of the season. Fairly likely to race this horse, but I still think there's a good bit of progression in him. He got beat here the last day by Dark Alliance, but he did absolutely nothing wrong in defeat from a fairly low draw. He took the running up with a furlong to run. He just got nutted in the latter stages when he drifted to his right. Back in third was Shipyard, and of course we know what that horse has done since subsequently changing hands and going to Michael Appleby. So I think his form is solid, and of course he's drawn in stall 18 as well. He comes here fresher than most. So Ducky Mallon at 10-1 is definitely worth an interest. And the one to bear in mind here is Your Best Chance. Her last three runs haven't been all that appealing, but if you go back to her debut here, she won over course and distance on softish ground. And, of course, she beat Fort DeLauro into the process. Now, regular podcasters will know what affection I hold at Edward Lonham's charge in Fort DeLauro. I think she's a potentially group two, group three horse in the making. And also back in the field was Shanghai Beauty and Wonder Holly. They both won subsequently. So if you're prepared to dismiss one or two of her patchy runs subsequently, you'll certainly suggest or certainly feel that at 20-1, Your Best Chance has got a better prospects in this race than the odds imply. So two against the field there, both at double figure odds, both drawn high. Ducky Mallon and Your Best Chance.
Good stuff. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent card today at the Curragh. Plenty of widespread activity in the betting markets this morning on yielding to soft ground. First of all, I'll kick off with Aidan O'Brien's charge in the first. Breek and Lark, I think, will improve significantly from run one to run two. My nap on the card is How High the Moon. I think she's a special filly in the making and hopefully will continue her progress. Three Colours Red, probably my next best on the card. Really like the way he's going at the moment. He'll love the ground. Juliet Fair, it's top of my speed figures. Courtesy of a good win the last day down in Leopardstown. Might take a bit of beating if she handles the ground in the 3.45. In the big fillies race of the day, I'll take Devonshire each way at 5-1. She's rock solid each way fodder, courtesy of several good runs this season. Two against the field in the Irish Cambridgeshire, Algonquin and Third Dimension. And also two against the field in the last, Your Best Chance and Ducky Mallon.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy the Curragh this afternoon.
Thanks, pal. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.